On today's program, National Baking Company Foundation launches Little Leaders Program. Stay with us to hear more. The National Baking Company Foundation, NBCF, has underscored its commitment to the education sector by launching the Little Leaders Program, expected to benefit over 2,500 early childhood institutions across the island. The initiative, which targets children 3 to 6 years old, is intended to promote overall literacy at the early childhood level while offering special attention to mathematics and science subjects. It will be rolled out in schools starting September and is geared towards reducing learning disparities among students at the early childhood level. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lauding the company for its commitment to education, while noting that public-private partnership is necessary to further develop and strengthen the sector.
I'm very pleased to join you in launching the Little Leaders Program, and I applaud this initiative. Education has always been a partnership exercise. It is the most valuable and rewarding investment that any country or any company for that matter can make. We must not compromise. Our children deserve the best education possible. I want to thank you on behalf of the many little leaders who will benefit, their parents, and the people of Jamaica.
Under the Little Leaders Program, early childhood institutions will receive learning kits to help promote and develop specific skill sets necessary for development. Volunteers will distribute the kits to more than 2,500 institutions island-wide, beginning in September. Additionally, the program will feature a mobile classroom named Training Wheels, which will host workshops across the island conducted by a full-time education consultant. Over $250 million will be spent on the initiative. Chairman of the NBCF, Brian Jardim, says the focus of the foundation is to continue to support early childhood education.
The foundation believes that the formative years of a child's life, ages 3 to 6, remain the most important for learning. And in light of this, over the past 4 years, in the way of learning aids and teaching tools, 700,000 packs of crayons, over 300,000 building blocks, 43,000 packs of Play-Doh, scissors, just to name a few. And this initiative has impacted to date over 2,500 early childhood institutions and 125,000 children in that 3 to 6 age group.
Mr. Jardim says children taught at an early age usually accrue several benefits, including improved social skills, better grades, and enhanced attention span. He says the foundation will spend an additional $70 million on several early childhood initiatives. Chairperson of the Early Childhood Commission, Tricia Williams-Singh, is lauding the foundation for its continued commitment to the early childhood sector.
We are well respected here and abroad, but globally, there are lots of countries now who are coming to us to ask us what we have done and to get them up to speed. So guess what? It's here. Words cannot express our gratitude to this partnership. We look forward to working not only closer. Thank you for what you are doing and have done for the future of Jamaica, land we love.
Mrs. Williams-Singh says she is looking forward to continued partnership with the foundation. The Little Leaders program was inspired by the National Baking Company's Foundation's partnership with Deaco Morrison and Crayons Count. The NBCF was launched last year to further strengthen the company's philanthropic efforts. It has been supporting a number of organizations, including Laws Street Trade Training Center, Mustard Seed Communities, Food for the Poor, St. Patrick's Foundation, and the Union Gardens Basic School.
This is Jamaica. The JIS mobile app is now available on Apple devices. Access news and radio content anytime, anywhere on the JIS mobile app. On your Apple device, go to the App Store, search JIS, download our mobile app, and be instantly connected. Also available on Android devices, the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica. It's Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.